this thing now. Let's see if anything appears on the tape. Put in some new batteries. Maybe one battery wasn't any good. Maybe that's a problem, but I'll find out pretty soon when I try to spit out the information. Is it going to be off when I get clear over to the other side? Oh, it's not going. 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 Not going. That is not going.
And I said, Mom, do I have to go on a mission? And she said, no, son, only if you want to. And that night I prayed that I'd go on a mission. And I prayed my whole life that I prayed enough. I learned about coffee, tea, and tobacco, and alcohol, and I would say in my prayer, and right in the MTC, or at that hotel that was right across the street off of Temple Square, I prayed to Heavenly Father, thanks for sending me on a mission.
We're all done.
Okay. When Doug and I were going through the slideshow, we were looking at some pictures of the house. And down at the end of the road, he saw little houses, little trailers. And he said, that was where the Marriott Center was. And he's like, what was there? And I said, Whitey Village. I used to ride my trike down in there. And Mom would let me go down on my little trike and across the street, and I'd ride all the little sidewalks around in Whitey Village. No, you let me go down there by myself, and I had to listen for the chimes.
To know when to come
back.
The
BYU chimes. When they rang five times, I was to go home. Well, one night, I didn't hear the chimes. And I guess Mom called and called and called and got worried sick because I didn't come home. And it started getting dark, and I thought, uh-oh, I missed the chimes. So I went home, and she was so upset because she couldn't find me. That she made me go to my room without dinner. And I remember crying and crying and howling, and I remember Sister Free, sometimes if I cried loud enough, she'd call over to the house to see if I was okay. Anyway, I howled loud enough to get my older sisters to sneak me some food.
I'm sure we didn't.
But I remember one time, Grandma made this table, and she covered it with a little playhouse she made out of fabric, and it had windows in it. And I don't know where that thing went. I hunted for it after I got married because I wanted it for my kids. But I remember David caught me playing doctor in it once. And I had all my clothes off. I was probably four years old or something. And he was going to get me for that one, and he tried to come after me, and I ran past him and ran out the back door, and I was running around the house naked. And he's just about to grab me. Mom heard me screaming, and she looked out the window, and David got in trouble for it. You leave that girl alone. I can remember feeling so proud of myself because David got in trouble for something I was doing wrong for.
Hiram Badcock, our neighbor, caught her running. He used to walk home from work. And he said he'll never forget when she was 3 years old, he was walking home from work, he started up the hill, and she would ran down the whole block with her arms outstretched like this, stark naked. And he just scooped her up and took her home.
I have one just like her. Anyway, on a spiritual note, when Doug and I were building our house in the River Bottoms, we were staying at his mom's house in a trailer it was a single wide trailer, all of us there, and DJ he was about 4 years old, and he'd gone through a lot of ear infections, just one after the next, and you'd treat him with antibiotics and it'd get better, and then 2 weeks later the ear infection was back, and then we'd go to the hospital and have tubes, and the tubes would fall out 2 or 3 months later, and then we'd go through the ear infections again, and I think he was on his fourth set of tubes. And he just finished, 2 weeks prior, he had just finished some antibiotics, and he woke up screaming during the night, and I always knew what it was because his limbs would get really stiff, really tight, and he'd just have this scream, and you couldn't calm him down no matter what you did. And I remember feeling frustrated because at the same time we were going through this River Bottoms scam. I don't know if y'all heard about the houses in the River Bottoms that were financed by a company called Federal Mortgage, and they were falsifying applications and, you know, doing some real crooked things, and the FBI caught on to them and shut down all the construction in the River Bottoms. They halted the construction on our home too, and were investigating Doug and I to see if we were criminal too. And so, you know, there was a lot going on in our lives. And this one morning, about 2 a.m, DJ woke up with his ear infection. And nothing I did seemed to calm him down. And I remember pleading with the Lord, saying, you know, why? I've done everything I can do as a mother. You know, I'm sure he knew everything that I'd done, but I remember just pouring my heart out to him, saying, we've done this and this and this and this, and I've done this and this, and I just don't know what else to do. Why does he have to suffer through these? And the Spirit told me to give him a blessing. Now, at the time, we didn't have the priesthood in our family, and there was no one anywhere near at 2 a.m. to give him a priesthood blessing, and I kind of thought it was crazy because I had never, ever heard of a woman giving a priesthood blessing. And so I kind of laughed at myself and thought, you know, that's crazy. And the Spirit told me again, give him a priesthood blessing. And so I did. And the words just came to me. And the minute I said amen, he relaxed in my arms. And I think he's only had, you know, maybe one or two infections since. A little bit later, you know, maybe like last year, I think he got one. But basically, he was cured. So I feel like that was a little miracle in our lives. Oh, then when I saw what's that movie that was showing up at
Legacy,
when she killed the cow?
Thank you, Mom.
Thank you, Mom.
Okay, Doug. Stop, Doug.
I thought of a couple of things here. Nancy still runs around the house naked, and I don't get chased. No. And then another thought came to my mind.
Your dad.
I saw those pictures of Marty last night, and I could see why he didn't dare ask a girl out. I have a few pictures like that myself. You can pay me back sometime. And then also, one day I went to work, and I thought, you know, I'm going to jump out of a truck at 50 miles an hour today. And I did. And that hurt. But I'm still here. It's like Tracy and the truck story you guys had. You know, that's. I'm just happy to be here with all you guys.
We're glad you're here.
Thanks. And now, funny note. Anyway. One day we were working up at Strawberry Reservoir. And there was a bunch of us out there, and we were surveying. I was a little younger, and at lunchtime, I heard you name my lunch, and then they were laying brick on this new restroom that they were building. And I went over, and I said to this guy, I said, can I have a piece of that string? He took this big, long piece of string, about, 40 foot long. I took that thing and went over, and does everyone know what a pot gut is?
Yeah.
Those little animals, those little pot guts, looks like a squirrel, okay? Well, I thought, I'm going to catch one of those. This is going to be great. So I took it, made this little noose, and stuck it over this hole. And this little guy come up about head high. And I pulled that thing, nothing. Went back in the hole. They're really fast. So a little while later, he'd come back out, looking around again. I have that thing, and I pulled it again, missed him again. I thought, geez, what have I got to do? So he come out, and he got about right here. And I thought, yeah, this guy's dead. And I pulled that thing as hard as I could pull it, and I looked back, and he was coming, and he hit me right in the face. And I couldn't move. I was just stunned. This four-legged little animal's coming right at me. I didn't know what he was going to do when he hit me. Anyway, he hit the ground, and so I thought, you know, I guess I need to mark this guy. So we went and got some orange spray paint. You seen that for us? And I think that was my pocket for life, I guess. That's my story.
Hey, is there anyone else who likes to do a confession or anything else? Who needs to?
Yeah, Chelsea. I think Mary should tell about how she and Peter met.
Yeah, here, here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ask Emily. I think that's your story.
No. Right. We should definitely hear from Peter. We don't know anything about
Peter. Peter.
Passing the buck.
What's the one? I mean, really, the sun. My child.